Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf chof hey. We're starting chof dalin amid beis, the last two lines on the amid. Amid avuna. Oh, it's a talisai chagoyra loy al mosnav mutter likrois kriyashma. A person had a talis, meaning he was wearing clothing from the masnayim, from the loins, from the waist down, explains Rashi, but he was not wearing any clothing above the waist. He was walking around, what do they say, beer-chested, beer-bellied. If you look at the last Rashi, hoisa talisa chagur al masnav, lechasoyisai mi masnav ulamata, he was wearing clothing from below, alfa pisha mi masnav ulamalahu orum, he was not wearing clothes above, Kode Krishma. Nevertheless, he can lay Krishma. We're not recommending that you do it in that form, but it is permissible. And in fact, Tanya Mihochi, Takalun Narayan Abraisa, Hois Talisa Shal Beged, Vishal Or, Vishal Sak, Chagoyra Al Masnov, any type of clothing, but it's starting from the waist down, Mutter Likras Krishma. But, then you have to be properly dressed on top as well.
Why?
What's the difference? Top Rashi. He is standing in front of the ultimate eternal king, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchem Lochem. And therefore he has to stand with Lamid Be'ema. He has to stand there with fear, trepidation, and in awe. Krishma is not considered to be the same. Now, why isn't it the same? After all, Krishma is Minatoira, Tvila is Midrabanan. What's the difference? The answer is because Krishma is not a bakasha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Krishma is like the Pledge of Allegiance, where you're saying every single day, I hereby pledge allegiance to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Shema Yisrael. I agree, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate God, the only God. He's unique and he's special. There's nobody else like him. But you're not speaking to Hashem. You are now reconfirming on a daily basis, twice a day, your faith in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that everything he does is perfect and great. But you're not making any bakashas. So you're not talking to Hashem. You're just doing your own private Pledge of Allegiance. I happen to be obedient, and I'm a servant of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's not speaking to Hashem with a bakasha. That's not considered to be oyvim lefnei hamelech, and therefore the same rule of clothing yourself on top does not apply. V'yom Ravuna. Now we go back to the inyonim of the tefillin and the basic kisei. V'yom Ravuna shachach v'nichlas of tefillin the basic kisei. A person is going into the bathroom to use the bathroom, and specifically for gedolim, and he forgot he's wearing his tefillin. He should have taken the tefillin off. What should he have done with the tefillin when he took it off? So we learned about that at some length yesterday, whether he's supposed to leave it in the koisel on the side towards the Rishus Ram, on the side towards the Beis HaKisei, should he carry it in his hand? We had a Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, we had a Bekiva. But now we're talking about that the person went to the Beis HaKisei, in fact, to use it for Gedolim, and he left his tefillin on, he forgot. Shochach v'nichlas v'tefillin. What do you do now? Meniach yodelein, he's in the middle of his. And meniach yodelein, he puts his hands on top of the tefillin, like the tefillin shoyad. He tries to cover it like a shtickel kisui, like a shtickel machitza. Ad sheyigmar, until he finishes, and then he'll leave, and then he'll take his hand off the tefillin. Great Gemara. Ad sheyigmar, look at Daitach. Until he finishes, it might still take him a while. Some people sit in the bathroom for half an hour. So the whole time he's going to sit there together with his tefillin on. Amud Rishoin, when he's finished the first discharge. In other words, we're talking about a person who's going to discharge a number of Gedolim. So as soon as the first major went through, then he should get up and he should stop. Pray tomorrow. Why? Lipstick alter. Why shouldn't he stop immediately? Even though he's straining on the first discharge, let him go out right now. Velekam and get up. So tomorrow, Bishim Gamliel. Bishim Gamliel says, "Sign of Bishim Gamliel." Amen. Amud hachoizer maybe is a odom liday hadroiken. Siloin hachoizer maybe is a odom liday yirokin. It is not good when the excrement and or the urine are starting to come out to now stop midstream, because if you do that chas v'sholem, it is dangerous. In which respect? Amud hachoizer means that the person is relieving himself and the first discharge of soya is coming out. If he's stops it midstream and he tries to keep it back in his body, that maybe it's ultimately de adroikin that brings a person to chas v'shalom to a disease which is called adroikin. In the English art scroll, he says adroikin is dropsy. Rashi says on the second line, adroikin is choyli hamatzva es hakeres. We have that in the parasha of Soita, latzbois beten v'lan pil yorech. Latzbois beten means to cause the belly to swell. So therefore, a person who does that, who constrains himself when the discharge of excrement is already en route, it's starting to come out, and he holds it back, chas v'shalom could bring lidei hadroikin. Similarly, a person is in the middle of urinating, silin hachoizer, and he holds himself back and pushes the stream of urine back in his body, and he doesn't let it go out, that chas v'shalom leaves only the yirokin. Yirokin is jaundice, which is of course also not very pleasant. So in both cases, we're saying, if you happen to be in the middle, finish off what you are doing, but don't continue on to the next one. And that's what the Gemara said, that meniach yodalein achiigmar means achiigmar, that amud harishon, that first stream, in the case of the tzoya, the first discharge, when as soon as that's happened, then he should get out of the bathroom, take off the tefillin, etc. But he shouldn't wait until he's totally finished, because that still could take a while. Okay, so you more about it. Itmar. Tzoya al psore, or yodoi munachas b'beisa kise. You have a person who has tzoya on some part of his body, on his arm, on his leg, somewhere. Po yodoi munachas b'beisa kise. In other words, he is standing outside the b'beisa kise. There happens to be a door into the b'beisa kise, or a window to the b'beisa kise, and he put his hand in. And he wants to learn Krishna in this form. Is this permissible? Yes or not? Rav Huna Omar Mut Likris Krishma. Rav Chizda Omar also Likris Krishma. He says it's Mut. He says it's also. What's the basis on the Machloikas? Omar Rava Maitam the Rav Huna Dechsid. Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka. What's the Raya from that? Explains Rashi that the word Neshama over here doesn't mean soul, like we would normally translate it, but the word Neshama is similar to the word Neshima, which means the breathing apparatus that a person has. Kol Neshima Tahalka. So therefore Rashi says in the first narrow line, Kol Neshama, HaPeh V'achoytem V'chlal HaHilol V'loy Shar Eivar. When a person is being Mahal V'Rabbi Yishalayim, he's saying Kriyishma, he is saying Krishna with what apparatus? Using his nose, using his mouth, to be able to breathe whilst he's speaking and whilst he's saying Krishna. But those are the only parts of the body that are really involved. So therefore, if there's tzoya elsewhere on the body, or if he has his hand inside the basic kisei, alright, it doesn't interfere with the neshima, with the recitation of the Krishna. However, Rav Chizda disagrees. My time with Rav Chizda, he said that it's also the Krishna. The Chizda says, call out Moisei Temana Shemicha Moicha. The entire 365 Shaso, Gidim, and Ramach Avram of a person, all of them are participating in every effort and every exertion in going and thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu and being Mahal Kodesh Baruch Hu and saying Shema Yisrael. So therefore, since all the Atzmoisei are involved, anywhere you find Tzoya throughout the body, on the skin, here, there, anywhere, putting his hand in through the door of the Beis Kisei, all of that prevents him from saying a proper Krishna. So it's more about Itma. We have now a difference in this Braisa and in the Gemara. Well, first we have a Machloikis Amiroim, but then we're going to get to Tanoim. Legabe Reach Rashi Yeshli Iker and Reach Rashi Ainli Iker. Iker means that it has some sort of tangible foundation that is emitting this Reach Ra, and She'em Le'ikr means it's just a passing gas. So the Reach Rashi Yesh Le'ikr explains Rashi, if you look at Rashi about 8 lines at the top, She'hatzoya munacha sham u'mitzrachas, that there is tzoya somewhere on the floor, and unfortunately it has a terrible, terrible stench, a terrible odor. And then we're going to talk about She'em Le'ikr, that means hafochas ruach, that's when a person lets out gas from down below, where it doesn't have anything tangible, it's just ruach that comes out from time to time. And there will be differences, the gabe, reciting Krishna and tefillah, when you happen to be in that vicinity. So Idmar, reyach rashi yesh le'ikr, if you have such, tzoya on the ground. And it's misrachas, and it is a smell. Rav Huna Omar Marchik Dalet Amis V'Kodi Krishma. Rav Huna says, all you have to do is go away 4 Amis from that tzoya, and then you can go and lay in Krishma, because of the fact that he doesn't talk about the reyach, says Rashi, even if he can smell the reyach of that tzoya from time to time, as long as he went 4 Amis away, that is acceptable. Rashi, however, points out it has to be that the tzoya is in back of him so that he doesn't see it. Because the Gemara is going to say later that if you're able to go and see tzoya, then either turn your back on it or move to the side. And if all of those things are impossible, then you're marchik meloy enav. You have to distance yourself as long as you can see it. So theoretically, you might have to go back a block or two or whatever until the tzoya is totally out of range of vision. So here we're not talking about the vision aspect, because for instance he turned his back to it, so he doesn't see it, but he still has to go and be marchik. He has to distance himself from the tzoya at least 4 amas, and then he can lay krishma, even if a whiff comes by from time to time. But if chizda amar, marchik tal ramzi mokim shepasa kareyach, and then mekayda krishma. First he has to go and figure out where the reyach stops, and if the reyach only stops 10 amas away, then from that point on he has another 4 amas mokim shepasa kareyach, and then kayda krishma. Tani kibasi Rav Chizda, I'll bring a raya to Rav Chizda. Now the raya to Rav Chizda is going to be in another 4 or 5 lines, so don't get misled. The first few lines are not dealing with our situation, although it seems to be dealing. Because Tani kibasi Rav Chizda, lo yikra odom kriyashma, a person should not rain krishma. Lo yikineget soyas odom, if he sees soyas odom in front of him, don't rain krishma. Lo yikineget soyas klovim, or from dog feces. You never heard something like that, right? Even though the Gemara talks about Tanigoylim on their own usually don't have such a terrible stench. So therefore, Toisa says we're talking about a chicken coop. If you've ever passed a chicken coop and you've given a whiff, oh boy, does that have a smell. But in the middle of the street, you have a drop here, a drop there, the dos is garnished. So which toys is the top toys is? It's 3 lines in, into the narrow lines. Ulfize yesh leser tzoyas tani goylim, v'oyim rabbeinu Yehuda, the dafkish kishahein belul shalahem, in the chicken coop. Sheesham sirchim godol, hu, avatani goylim, olchim babayis, ein choyshishen. If they're walking around the house or at the outside, the small little droppings, those are goodish. If it's together in a chicken coop, oh boy, it can have a terrible stench. Okay. V'loy kineged soyas ashpa, gizuntite. The Vilna Goyen takes out the word soya because it's really v'loy kineged ashpa. It's not lav dafka the soya. An ashpa, a garbage dump, has a terrible stench, even if there is no soya there. Sherei Harad has a bad stench. All of these places, says, don't lay krishma kinegdom. V'mhoyim mokem gavoya asara tvachim. If, however, Marshall, the garbage dump or all this tzoya was removed from where he is sitting or standing, it's either 10 tvachim higher or 10 tvachim lower, then Yoshua would see the Vikari Krishna, then he can go and sit down and say Krishna, even though he happens to be adjacent to these terrible things, as long as they're in a different rishus, higher or lower by 10 tvachim. The Imlav, and we said of here, Leikra Keneged, the Imlav Marchik Muloy Einav. In other words, what he should try to do is go and look on the side. If he cannot, then what he has to do is he has to go and be marchik, he has to go backwards. So the best thing is just to turn your head around, or turn your body around, turn the other direction. Then you don't have a problem. But what happens if that tzoya happens to be tamizruch, and you want to daven tamizruch, you don't want to daven tamarav, then you gotta either move the tzoya, or you gotta move back far enough that you no longer see it. And the same thing applies to the krishma v'chein letzvila. Oh! Finally, we get now to the raya to Rav Chizda. Reyach Rashi yesh lo yikar. Marchik tal rambis memokim shepasek areyach. Mokim areyach hu koyrei krishma. So this is come out word for word that Rav Chizda said, that it's not enough just to be marchik tal rambis from the tzoy, it's got to be marchik tal rambis from the mokim areyach, or like the Imara said, memokim shepasek areyach, where the reyach ends, and then he's koyrei krishma. So what about all these earlier cases here in this braisa? Likra odom krishma lekeneged tzoyas odom lekeneged tzoyas klovim. But however, if it's higher or lower, yoishev betzidai. Why am I not concerned over there about being marchik talad ames memokim reyach? So Rashi says on those earlier cases, it's talking about that there was no reyach any longer. If you look at the Rashi lekeneged tzoyas odom, Rashi is about 12 lines from the top. The Alpha Pisha ain't Reyach. You see the Tzoya, but the Tzoya has apparently been there already for a while, so therefore it no longer emits any odor. Nevertheless, you're still not allowed to go and see that old Tzoya, even though it has no Reyach anymore. Lo Yikra Keneged. What do you have to do? Either turn around or go kemloi einav back as long as possible so that you don't see it anymore. But the end of the braisa is talking about that reyach ra sheyesh leyakar, you still smell it. Oh, if you still smell it, then you have to make sure, like Rav Chisda learned, be marchik dalet amis bin makom ha reyach. Anyway, what's the psak halacha omer Rava less hilchas akiyomas nisa? This brisa which we just finished saying, we do not follow the halacha of that brisa. Why not? Because I have another brisa. El chihodes anya a tzvaita brisa shtedli yikra adam krishma loy keneged tzoyas adam v'loy keneged tzoyas chazerim v'loy keneged tzoyas kolovim v'zman shanosan oyrois letoychan. What is the difference between this price and the previous price? As far as the Tzoyas Odom, that remains the same. You're not allowed to go and say Krishma Keneged Tzoyas Odom, even if there's no odor whatsoever. You gotta turn your back, and if you cannot, then you have to go out of the range of visibility. But the Gabi Tzoyas Chazerim and Tzoyas Kelovim, that's where this price disputes the previous price. Because the previous price said that the same thing applies to Yisodim, to Yischazim, to Yischalovim, it's all the same. No. By Yischazim, to Yischalovim, it's Davka if you put Oyrois Letoichen. What means Oyrois Letoichen? They used to use, and perhaps even today, perhaps they still use, I've never been in a tannery, but when they go and take Oyrois hides of animals, and they want to make these hides into leather, to develop them into leather, one of the ways they use, or at least one of the ways that they used to process them, they would go and add to them tzoya. By putting the tzoya, apparently that gave it whatever, it processed it the way it's supposed to. So, the combination of the two, the tzoya together with the oyrais, that emitted a smell that you could smell from here to Canarsie, it was terrible. Dr. Tzveita Braisa, the only problem with Tzoya Chazerim, Tzoyas Klovim, if the Oyrois are Letoichen. If there's no Oyrois Letoichen, then it's not that bad, and you don't have to be so concerned. If you look at the Rashi, Mizman Sheyesh Behen Oyrois, says Rashi, Atzoyas, this is about 20 lines from the top now, Atzoyas Klovim Chazerim Koi, we're only going on the Klovim and Chazerim part. Shedarkan Lesitan Be'ibra Oyrois. You use those to go and process the leather. The height. I would say it's Adam and Philip Beloy Oiris. Shari Ein Darkan Lesitan Shom Hilkach Al Korcha Beloy Oiris Koma. So explain to Rashi, because when you go to a tannery, they do not use human excrement for purposes of processing the height. They only use from Kolovim and Chazerim. So that's why there you got to be concerned not to go and lay in Krishma within that terrible stench, that terrible odor. By Minar of Sheshes. Reach Rashi Ein Loy Iker. Oh. So this is what Rashi said before, that Reach Rashi in Leikah means hafachas ruach, that a person let out gas. Ma, what's the din there? Can you say Krishma? Can you learn? Can you say Divrei Torah? Amalahu is the question they asked of Sheshes, and of Sheshes answered, Asu chazu hani tzipi divrei rav, dehani gonu vahani garsi. So he said, all you have to do is come into the besmedesh of Rav, where people are learning, and you'll see that they didn't have chairs and tables like we have today. People would go and sit or lie on the ground. And therefore what happened, not on the ground, mamish, on tzipi. Tzipi means rugs or mats. So also, come, chazu, and look, like toshima, come in here, here's come and see. Hani tzipi, these mats, the beirav in the besmedish of Rav, the hani ganu, some of the people are sleeping on these mats. In other words, they were up the whole night learning, and now they're dozing a little bit in the morning or whatever. The hani garsi, and you see there are other people on the same mats that they are learning. So what's the raya? So Rashi says, because when people are sleeping, there's a tendency that they, from time to time, let out gas unconsciously or subconsciously without even realizing it. So therefore, every once in a while, you smell what's going on in this medish, and nevertheless, everybody keeps on learning. They don't say, okay, let's go and evacuate, or let's make our fire drill. They just keep on learning. So you see that you can keep on learning if you have the ruach or the reyach ra she'ein loy ikr. The honeymoon with the victory, that's only by learning of a krishma loy, but not by krishma. What's the difference between krishma and learning, says Rashi? Because learning, you're learning for hours and hours at a time. Krishma is only 2 or 3 minutes.
Finite.
Exactly. So what you should do is, when this happens, if you have such a reyach, just get up and walk out and say your krishma for your 2 or 3 minutes and walk back in. But we gotta be learning, since you're learning the whole day, you can't every 5 minutes or every hour or every 3 hours, okay, we take a break, there's a whiff, let's go out, let's go in. So they just continue learning. But the Gemara says, even the Gabi Divrei Torah, Divrei Torah, Nami Le'amon El D'Chavrei, If the gas is from somebody else, of the day, if it's his own gas, loy, then you have to wait until yichda haruach, until you don't smell anything more, and then you can continue burning. Itman, tsoya oiveres. Now, tsoya oiveres means that you have a person that is sitting and learning or saying Krishna, and now someone else is carrying what the Gemara calls a graf shel rei. Today they would call it a potty or potty chair. And he's taking this pot. A chamber pot. Fine, a chamber pot. That's usually more by kings, but usually by, say, by children. But baby's potty chair. But I like that. Chamber pot sounds much nicer. But there's not a chamber pot where you go and cook food. There's a chamber pot which is used as a potty. And inside that chamber pot there is soya. There is excrement which has a reyach. What do we do now? Abaye Amar Mutal Kris Krishma. Abaye says if it's just a passing soya that a person who's carrying it is moving by, it's okay. Rav Amar Asla Kris Krishma. No, you can't. Over by Nino Amidullah, I'll bring your raya to my shita. Did not. We learned in the Mishnah. Who is the Mishnah? Mitchem and Mesechus Negoim. First date number Mesechus Negoim. Ha Tomei Oimetachas Ilan Vatoir Oiver. Tomei. Tohar oimetachas ilan v'tomei oiver tohar. We're not talking over here the gabi in oil hames. We're talking about over here an oil of teras of a metzoyer. The tomei that we're talking about is a metzoyer who's oimetachas ilan. He is standing there underneath a tree. V'hatohar oiver, and now a person who's tohar walks underneath that tree. He greets or doesn't greet that metzoyer, but he goes through only for a second, 5 seconds. Walks through. Now what's the status? He's tomei. Why? Because he went into an oihel of negatzeras. Not that the building itself was negatzeras, but a metzoyer was there, and metzoyer is metame, just like a mess is metame. So this person going through, he becomes tame. However, if it's the other way around, if the Torah oi metachas ilan, a Torah person, regular normal person standing underneath a tree, and now the tame oiver, and now the metzoyer walks underneath the tree for a minute or for a second or whatever, he just passes through, Torah, the tar person who is there underneath the tree remains tohar. The Imamad, however, if the tummy person wasn't just an oiver, a passerby, the Imamad, if he stayed there for a short period of time, then the tar person becomes tummy. The chayna, the same thing applies to Evan Hamanugas, meaning if instead of a person who was tummy standing under the tree or passing through, you have an Evan Minugas means a stone, a brick, of a building that had on it a negatzeras, where this stone itself now has the same din, that it has a nega on it, even if it happens to be clean, but it's from that same building where you had to go and break down the walls and all the rest. So that Eben Menugas, if it was standing there and situated in that Tachas Ilan, and a person goes through who is Tahar, then he becomes Tameh. On the other hand, if a Torah person was standing there, and then someone brings the Evan Amulgas and it goes quickly through underneath the Elon, then the person remains Torah. However, if Evan Amulgas stayed there for a while, then again the person becomes Torah. So the same halacha that applies to the Metzoyra applies to the Evan Amulgas exactly the same. So what's the raya that Abai is trying to bring? What Abai is trying to bring is that our case of the person who's laying Krishna, and someone else is passing by with some tzoya inside the chamber pot, so that's akin to the case of here, a tohoir, who's oimetachas ilan, he's standing there, saying Krishna, everything is fine, the tomei oiver, and you have now this tzoya, which is oiver in his presence, but it's only oiver, it's not standing there, just moving on, it's tohoir. Nothing has changed in the environment, the ambiance of where this person is standing, and therefore, just like nothing changes over there, if I'm letting Krishna, nothing changes. Rav Amalach, Rav says that raya is not a raya, because Hasan bikviyusa talia milsa. There, the reason why we distinguish between whether the tamei is oimetachas ilan, or the tamei is just passing through, you know why? Because it said about a metzora, bodat yeshev mechutz lamachne moishavai. Why do we have to add the word moishavai? You can say bodat yeshev mechutz lamachne. Moishavai means that by his sitting over there in that place, he establishes it as his residence, so to speak, and therefore it now becomes an oil of tzaraas, of a metzora. And therefore, if a person stands under this tree, he's a tummy oimed. Tummy means not that he doesn't have to be there for the rest of his life. But if he's been there for a while under the ilan, it's as if that is his makam moishav. It's his makam moishav. A tar comes in. He becomes tummy because he's within that moishav of the mutzayr. If on the other hand, if there's a tar that's standing there and Metzoyer is passing through, it never becomes his Moishev. He doesn't establish residence just because he's passing through, so nothing happens. But that has nothing to do with our case. Here we're talking about Tzoyer, that we want that the Machaneh should be totally pure. And if you have Tzoyer which is going by, even if it's going by just for a second or two, that undermines your Machaneh Kodesh, because during those second or two, it's extinct, and therefore the person should not be leading Krishna. And you don't have Machaneh Kodesh. So therefore, Abaya, you have a very nice parallel, but says Rabbi, it doesn't work, because it's based on here Mokka Moishiv, and here it's based on undermining the Machaneh Kodesh by having this Tzoyer passing through.
Is it possible to say Krius by Eben? I mean, it's not an animate object.
You're asking why are we equating the Eben Menugas to the person himself? Right. It's an excellent question, so much so that Rashi already addresses this question. If you look at the Rashi, Eben HaMenugas, it's a parallel to our Gemara. Eben HaMenugas, Harhiki Metzoyer. Why? After all, Jake says it's inanimate, it's not a Moshe. Sheikisha, cause of the Torah makes a special Hekish. Zoisa Torah v'chol nega ha-tzuras v'lanosek u'l-tzuras ha-beged el-aboyes. So the Torah equates in the same sentence, the same pasuk, v'chol nega ha-tzuras, it means a Metzoyer that got a negatras on his flesh, vlanosek is on his head, latras a beged or on his begodim, vlaboyis and on the side of his building. All of those have the same din. So even though the svara may not be the same, Eben HaMenugas doesn't have a moishim, the Torah is makish that it has the same din. Good, ishakoyach. By the way, I kept on focusing on the fact that it's mitzayra and mitzayra. If you look at the previous Rashi, Rashi, we're not talking about a masa of an oil hamas. The meis loishna oimid, loishna yoishiv, loishna hoivich, it's oil and oilu. It's only by the mitzoyra that goli berachmona yeshiva dechsev bodi yesh buchot famachana moishavai tomei mikan omro oimid namiki yoishiv domi dekviya vumhalach loi kviya. So that's the whole discussion anymore about oimid, and he's going through, he's staying, he's coming. That's all that moishiv only applies to the din of mitzoyra. By an oila mes, even if for a split second, if you're walking in, you're walking out, the person becomes tummy immediately because of the intense tumma of tumas mes. Back to the more amara papa. Pi chazir kitsoyo oiveres dummy. If you are looking in the direction and you see a chazir in front of you and you see the mouth of the chazir, it's as if you saw tsoya going in front of you. The pi chazir is considered to be a shtik tsoya. Pshita, that's no grois of chiddush. Why is it not a chiddush? Says Rashi, pichazer einoi b'loi tzoya. You don't find a pichazer without tzoya. Chazer is constantly grubbing down into the tzoya, into the garbage, into the ashpa, into this, that, the other thing. You have a chazoka on every chazer. Perhaps that's the reason why we call a chazer, that it constantly has tzoya in its mouth, and tzoya veres boy, tzoya veres dummy, and therefore stay away when you're saying Krishma or davening. Stay away from the pichas. I don't even understand what the grace of chiddush of Rabbah. Everybody knows this. Says, well, I'll tell you the chiddush. Lo yitzrich aval gav the solik minara. Even though you saw the chazar just went into the nor for a nice cleaning, and they took soap and all that, and shampoo and all that from back to front and front to back, so I would think, oh, now it must be clean, I don't have to worry. It's still bichazer kitzoya oiveres tami, it makes no difference.
Chazer bite
the
chazer.
Now, the question is, why? After all, if they did it and they cleaned the teeth and they cleaned the whole mouth and everything is cleaned out, why does it have a din of kitzoya oiveres? So the Mephoshim explain, as we'll see Mitchum on the Amid Beis, if you have a graf shorei, a chamber pot, which is dedicated to Daka for purposes of Tzoya and for Meira Glaim and all the rest, it retains its din right of being Marchik Einov and the Reach and all that, even if it's totally clean. You cleaned it from top to bottom, just the fact that it's Miyuchad for...
That's its function.
It's its function. Oh, so here the function of the Pichazer is also to be always busy with Tzoya. So even if this particular moment, it looks like it's nice and clean, nevertheless has the status of Tzoya.
The tumazang is up in the vent.
Ah, Tom Rabbi Yehuda.
I said the dysfunctional, the impurities are soaked up in the walls.
Don't check it.
Like a tumor, the only way you can
it's drenched in the wall.
You break
it. It's absorbed. Shivasa is your tarasa. Right, the charis.
Shivasa calls it grepshal rei. He calls the chazar. The machaber, Shomer, called the chazar grepshal rei, like a garbage can. That's what it is.
Exactly. Zeh glitmendi. Arm of Yehuda. Safik Tzoya Asura, Safik Meira Glayim is Mutar. If you see something.
No, don't talk
about it. You did beautifully.
That's how you don't need it.
Exactly. Safik Tzoya, if you find Safik Tzoya on the ground, it's Asur. Even though you don't know for sure it's Tzoya, it's Asur to go and lay Krishma. What you have to do is turn your back. If you find some sort of Reich, if you had a Reich, then presumably you know that it's Tzoya, otherwise it wouldn't be a Reich. But anyway, if you see Tzoya and you're not sure, then if it has a reich, then it's not a sofik anymore. Then you know it's tzoya. If it's a sofik, you see it. Apparently, the reich has already subsided. It's been there for a day or two or three. So what's it done now? Since it's a sofik, it's still also to be kore krishma kenegda. So you have to go and turn your head to it, turn your body, so you don't see it anymore. And or if you cannot do that, then you have to make sure it's not within your vision, as we said, marchik muloi einef. But if it's something made a glayim, that's already mutter. That is of a lesser concern. We'll see in a moment why is Meir Glaim different than Tzoya. Ikriyamad is another version of what Rabbi Yehuda said. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Sofik Tzoya Babayis Muteris. If you find something on the floor in your home and you're not sure is it Tzoya or not, then you can assume that it's not. Be'ashpa Asur. If you find it in the garbage dump, you're not sure, then you can assume that it is Tzoya. And Rashi says a very simple reason. You don't normally find tzoya in a house, and even if you have babies around that unfortunately have accidents from time to time, then quickly they're cleaned up. Nobody just leaves it there after the baby does the accident. They quickly make a cleanup. So therefore, if you have a sofik tzoya, you can assume that it's probably something else and not tzoya. Perhaps not here in Manhattan, where everybody has problems with their shoes sometimes when they walk in the stuff. But hopefully, if you don't walk in anything, anyway, sofik babayis is in mutter. Ashba is a surah because that's what an ashba is for, that people throw every type of thing in there, including the tzaya. Sofik meir glayim, afil ba'ashba nami mutar. If you have a sofik, whether this liquid is meir glayim, even if it's ashba, it's also mutar. Now, what's the reason why we're distinguishing between the case of the tzaya and the meir glayim? So, v'loki hot v'rav amnuna yom rav amnuna, le'osu tere el keneged omed buvan. When the Torah asered legabe the inyan of meir glayim, to go and say Kriyashma Kenegdoi or Davin Kenegdoi, it's only Kenegdoi Omud. Omud means the stream whilst it is streaming from the person's body. In other words, whilst the person is actually urinating, as opposed to urine that is there from a previous urination.
The Chafsa Negavra, as it were.
Okay. Look, Rabbi Yonison Ramiksev. Rabbi Yonison asks a stira. You have two psukim, which are either back to back or almost back to back, which is V'yoti Elechof Michut Lamachna, V'yotos Hashom Achut. You should have a place where you go out, in other words, to use the facilities out in the Chutz Lamachna. Look, Simon, it says V'yosin Lechoti Elechof Ala Azinecha, V'chesisa Es Tseyosecha. They have to go and cover over whatever you discharge, whatever you emitted. So the first pasuk doesn't talk about covering anything. It just says you should have a place out there, the Yitzhak Hashem Achut. The second pasuk says, no, not only should you have a place that you go to, but you should go and take with you a yosed, like a hoe, like a shovel, and when you're done, cover it over. So now, don't we have a stiras of psukim? Why didn't the first pasuk also refer to a cover-up? The first pasuk is talking about urine. Ketanim. Since it's ketanim, you don't have to cover it over. Just make sure you have a mokam yuchad chutz lamachna. You go there and finish. Masha Enkin, we're talking about tzoya, that's gedoy lemo, v'chisisa, then you have to go and cover it. So what do I see from this? We see from this that pre-existing urine that a person urinated previously, that's not a problem. Min ha-toyra. It's only at the moment of urination, then that's a different story. However, if someone urinated already, that's not a problem. Because the Torah doesn't require you to be v'chisisa to go and cover it up. Once it fell already to the ground, in other words, the person has finished urinating, so then it's mutter. It's Rabbanu Degazer Behu. The Chum said, oh, even though the person is finished, but if there's made a glaim on the ground, don't lay in Krishna, don't say Trillin. I know for sure that it's made a glaim. Now, the sake of the whole case that we're talking about here is a Sufik made a glaim. So, made a glaim, Legazer, they didn't push the envelope that far to go and answer it in the case of Sufik.
Amud, why not just keep a glaim from Erba?
So I know who?
If it's an Amud, so apparently
it could be a situation that you see it from the back. In other words, you see it from the back, you see that the person is urinating, but you don't see in the front. Right, you are Uvadon Kam. Abalamaisa, what happens if I know for sure there's Meira Glaim on the floor? What is the status there? It's only when it's still moist. As long as it's still moist. As long as it's still moist. Once it's dried out,
there appears to be an agreement.
Oh, yeah, they appear to be absolutely in agreement. But we have now a fourth view. Even if it's dried out, if you still see a stain on the ground where you can tell, oh, someone just urinated here a half an hour ago, it's not totally dry, but I can see the form over there, I can see the roishim, there's still an impression, still a stain, oh, then that still is awesome. And therefore, Gneiv Mishmei D'Rav is much more machmir than the previous three that say it has to be still moist. Amar of Yosef, Sharlei Marei L'Gneiva. Sharlei Marei is a very nice term. They say Yiddish, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go and forgive you in saying that things like that. You find that very often in Tshuva Svarim, where one Rav is disputing another Rav, and he wants to be very, very kind to him, and he says, Sharlei Marei. In other words, he doesn't know what he's talking about, but I'm not going to go and say it in such a gross fashion, so it's Zoltam Meichel Zayin, you know, what you're saying is incorrect. What's incorrect? He says, Sharlei Marei L'Gneiva, Hashem should go and forgive
Gneiva.
Forgive, thank you. And forgive Gneiva. Now, Gneiva was quoting Rav, Gneiva Mishmei D'Rav. Because Hash Tzoya Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Legabi Tzoya, Legabi excrement. What did Rav Yehuda Omer Rav say? Kimichin Kormu Paneha Mutter. As soon as it's dried out, that the previously wet excrement is now crusted on top, so it's dried out already for a while. Says Rav Yehuda Marav, it's mutter. Meira Glayim, where you're talking about that it's totally dried out. The only thing is Rishuma Nikr. Come on, it's got to be mutter. If by Tzoya, Karmu Paneo is mutter, where there's still some action going on, if you will, under that crust. Underneath the crust, it might still be moist. It certainly hasn't dissipated, it's still there. Meira Glayim, which is totally Nivla in the ground, totally absorbed. The only thing is Rishuma Nikr. Avada, that's got to be mutter. You know, Gneiva, you're really pushing it. Why are you quoting Rav Yehuda Omer Rav to try to defeat Gneiva Mishmei D'Rav? Why don't you go and Smeichaha the Omer Rav Bar Rav Huna Omer Rav? That Tzoya afilu kecheres asura. Not that Tzoya, if it's karmu paneha, that it's crusted, it's mutter. Even if it's hard, like we would say today, like a rock. But here, like a kricheres, like a piece of earthenware, it still remains asur. Behechi domi tzoya kicheres. So you want to know when is tzoya like kicheres? I'm Rabbi Bchana. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Calls man shezorka ve'ena nefreches. If you go and throw that tzoya, and it falls on the ground, if it only breaks into two or three pieces, as opposed to nefreches crumbling up, that means that it still has in it some moisture, that it's still something, it's not, you know, old soya from 6 months ago, it's still relatively fresh, if you will. That's called cheresh, which is osir. The Ikar Yamid, there's another version which is almost the same, that shizor kavein nefreches, calls man shigoy levein nefreches. What happens if one would roll it, vice with a broom, or a child would go and roll that piece of soya, levein nefreches, and it doesn't fall to crumbs, then it still has a shame soya on it, and it's awesome. And therefore, in that light, we can understand that Geneva is also saying in the name of Rav that as long as Rishum and Nikar, then it's still awesome. So here too, it's Rishum and Nikar, even though it's dried like a cheres. I would think it's hard as a rock. Come on. It's goonish. No. It still remains awesome as long as in the freches until it were to crumble up into small little crumbs.
Is it why clay glolim are not a problem? Because once glolim has been made into a clay and it's fired in an oven and no longer has any moisture?
As a result of putting it into the oven, panim chadoshes bo v'kadosh, brand new.
Okay.
Amar Avinu, havakim nekamadir of Yehuda midifti, choza tsoya. He saw that there was tsoya on the ground. Amar Lili, he told me, ayin ikomu b'na, Eli, go and see how old this tsoya is. If you see that it's already crusted on top, you don't have to worry about it, we can start tapping. Ikriyami hachi amalei, ayin in mefloy afluye. What's that mefloy afluye? Says Rashi, 4 lines from the bottom, see if there are any cracks in the tsoya. If it would be still moist, it would be one entity. If it's already old, yavesh, then there already be cracks, and then it would be mutter, you don't have to worry. My havila. So bottom line, what's the rule by tsoya? Itmar tsoya kicheres, that the rule is if it's like cheres, ameima omar, if the tzayi is like cheres, emeimer omar asura, omar zutra, omar mutar. So we have a machloikis. Omar rova, hilchas al-aloch is tzayi kecheres is asura. If it's, even though it's already hard like cheres, it's asur until it's a brekeltzach, until it crumbles. That if you go and throw it, you put it down, it would go and fall into crumbs. If it's still sufficiently intact and sufficiently hard that it doesn't fall into little crumbs, it remains asur. The shear is as long as it's still moist and wet. Once it's absorbed into the ground, even if it's rishuman nicker, you can see the stain on the cement. Oh, I see that obviously a dog did its thing. There's meiraglaim there. Whatever. Halacha is, I'm not sure what meiraglaim applies to dogs, maybe only to human beings. Basically, but anyway, if you still see a stain, that would then be mutter. The only time meiraglaim is also as long as it's still matpichen, as long as it's still wet. Meisvei. Meiraglaim calls manchem matpichen asurin. Meiraglaim, as long as it's wet, it's also still wet and moist. Nivlu, what happens if it got absorbed into the ground? Ayavshu, if it dried out, it's mut. Okay, so now it says nivlu ayavshu. My love nivlu dumi the yavshu. My yavshu the ain rishum nicher. If it's dried out, that means you don't even see it anymore. The stain has gone away. Goodish. Af nivlu alter the ain rishum nicher. And there we say that it's mut. So let's be medayik. Hori shuman nikam. However, if you do still see a stain, you still see a roshim, then it's awesome. Ava gavde in mapichin, even though it is no longer moist. Ah, so you see Rishuman Nikar, that's the key. And still, if you still see the stain, then you gotta stay away. You can't go and say Krishma. Let me ask you a question. Let's be medayik from the reisha. A mereisha one is meiraglaim asur calls manchem apichin. Then who the asur? It's a chmash mahari shuman nikar. If it's no longer wet, you just see the stain. It's shari, and therefore we have now a stira, if you will, in the diukim between the reisha and the sefer. So you might hold like a lash mina. If for this reisha really cannot give us any guidance because we try to medayik one way from the reisha, one way from the sefer. Says okay, well, maybe tonight. Instead, let's go and say that maybe this Shaila, the Gabin the Meir Aglayim, that's a machloikis tanoim, at what point does it become mutter to be koire kriyashma connecting? You have a kli, shenish b'chumi mena Meir Aglayim, that's what we spoke about before, we talked graf shorei, but you have a similar kli that's used for urine, like a portable urinal. So they have the people in the hospitals, they have these plastic things that they use for urine. So kli shenish b'chumi mena Meir Aglayim, also likris kriyashma connecting. Even if you've emptied it from the Meir Aglayim, but just the fact that this is a kli which is designated and dedicated for this purpose, it already is, don't say Krishma connected. Umeir aglaim atzmon, shenishmahu, what happens if they poured out on the ground? Nivlu mutter, if they're absorbed into the ground, mutter, plain nivlu is awesome. Rabbi Yossi oimer calls manchem apichen, as long as it is still wet. Now, Rabbi Yossi is crystal clear. If it's still moist, don't lay Krishma. If it's no longer moist, it's okay. Now, what does the Tanakama means? Nivlu umutter, loy nivlu asr. My nivlu'u or my loy nivlu'u. They come to the comment. Ilayim nivlu'u de'ein matpichin. Nivlu means that it's absorbed and it's no longer moist. Uh-huh. So nivlu, that's why it's mut. Loy nivlu'u de matpichin. It's still, loy nivlu'u, it was not nivlu'u de matpichin, that it's moist. So nivlu'u de'ein matpichin, it's no longer moist because it's absorbed in the ground. It's no longer wet. It's dried out. Loy nivlu'u de matpichin, it's still wet. The Osir Beis Lameimer calls Manjim Epichin who the Osir Hari Shuman Nicker Shari. They're just repeating each other. If the Tanakhama says, when is it mutter? When it's nivla in the ground, it's only also when it's not nivla. If you're going to define loy nivla to mean matpichen, so that's what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi only calls matcha matpichen. So both saying the same thing. Ella musman zog lechera that the Tanakhama is talking about nivla the enu shemanikar. Not only is it nivla, but you can't see anything. Loy nivla. It hasn't been fully absorbed, but it's no longer matichen, it's no longer moist, it's just reshuma nikra. You could tell that there was urine here an hour ago, 5 minutes ago. The Yasser B'Yasser Lameyma, oh no, 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 calls manj matichen, who, the Yasser ha reshuma nikra shari. So therefore I have now machloikis, whether reshuma nikra is mutter or aser lechoyre. That will lie. The Kulialma calls manj matichen, who, the Yasser. Everybody agrees as long as it's moist, it's aser. Ha reshuma nikra, if you just see the roishim, everybody agrees it's. Sorry. So what's the machlokes? How moist are we talking about? Are we just talking about moist that you touch it and it's moist to your fingers? Or is it so moist that after that there's enough liquid that you can make something else wet with that liquid in your fingers? In other words, it's not just it's moist, yeah, I feel it, but now if I twist my fingers,
transmits it.
Yeah, exactly. Is there enough water, enough liquid moisture, substance, moisture to go and transmit it to another towel, to a napkin or whatever? If it's so light in terms of moisture, yes, it makes my fingers moist, but it's not enough to transmit it. So that's the machlokes between the two, what the shear is for purpose of made of light.
So Rabbi Yossi is the makel in this case? Or the machmir? Because it sounds like the point that Rabbi Yossi was the makel. And now that we're defining as matpichin, it sounds matpichin.
Look at the top Rashi. Tanakama boy al manas lapir. Rabbi Yossi is machmir. He says, even if not.
He's machmir.
Zog to Moravaiti yor litvodim yochel lalois. We go back to our Mishnah. So we want to go back to the Mishnah just for a short moment to focus on the lashon of the Mishnah. So then the next Gemara will be crystal clear. Who is the Mishnah? Chav Beis of the Beis. Thank you, Uri. Thank you, Barry. So the second of the wide lines on the bottom of the Amud of Chav Beis, Amud Beis, Amud Betfila. You can skip that. On to the end of the line. Yor Litvah. The person is going to Toiva. Im Yochel Lalois Uliskasis Velikris Ad Shaloi Tehei Hanetz Hachama Yalav Yiskasiv Yikr. The person is looking at his watch. And he sees, it's almost Netz Hachama time. It's almost sunrise. Mendy has all the Zmanim, 7:13 and 23 seconds. He says, oh no, it's already 7:12, and am I going to make it in time to get out of the mikveh in time? So Zokta Limar, Zokta Mishnah, Yor Litvah, he's going into the mikveh. Im Yochel Lalois, if he can get out of the mikveh, v'liskasis, and go and dry himself and put on his clothing, v'likras and lein krishma before the netzach chamezman, nope, that's what he should do. Yalav yiskasiv yikra. Then what happens if he sees, unfortunately, he's not going to make it. Yiskasiv mamayim, he should stay inside the water, cover himself with the water, that will be his covering. V'yikra yishalein krishma, inside the water, inside the mikveh. Now the question is, why are we focusing on Netzachama when it comes to laying Krishma?
Right.
After all, many of us lay Krishma after Netzachama on a daily basis, because we rely on the view that's expressed in the Mishnah that you can lay it until 3 hours after daybreak. So what's the Mishnah talking about, this Netzachama? Zokimar. Lema tanestama kireblazer. L'choira a Mishnah is a stam Mishnah like Reblazer, the Amar, ad a Netzachama. That you can only say Krishma until Netzachama, like we did in the Mishnah back on Daf Tes Amid Beit. Everyone know, Afilatim Ribshua, go Kunt Ribshua. I Ribshua said that you can go and link Krishma until 9 o'clock, 3 hours. The Dilma Kivasikin, the Amr of Yoichan of Vasikin, the Yigoyim, Oysim and Netzacham, sorry, many. What size Dilma Kivasikin? What the Gemara is telling us is that our Mishnah doesn't have to go like Reb Lezer that says in Netzacham. It can even go to Reb Yeshua. But Reb Yeshua agrees that if you have a Vasikin man, that means a person that is makbid to go and David Kivasikin, that he's going to go and lane his Krishma before Netzacham. So we say to that person, oh, you want a dafka daven kivasikin, then shnell, go and see if you can toivel in time and be able to get out before Netzacham is gevaldik. And if you can't, then stay inside the mikveh, have the water cover you, and go and lay the krishma in the mikveh itself. But ain't a harami, a person who's not a vasikin man, that he has the normal 3 hour allocation and time limitation to go and say his krishma. Vim lav, says the Gemara, quoting from the Mishnah, what happens if he's not going to be able to get out in time? He's cast in a mind that he should go and cover himself with the water of Yikra. Frank Gemara, how does it help that you go and cover yourself with the water? We have a problem that the body sees the erva down below, and that the Gemara considers to be prohibited. We had the Gemara yesterday, in fact. It's a machlokes, whether Libra's erva is mutter. Also, we're going to have that in the Gemara shortly. But the Gemara is saying at this time, you can't have Libra's erva. You have the water, and the water is transparent. We're talking about mayim achurim. Mayim achurim means water that is cloudy. Now, how do you go and get the water to be cloudy? If a person is standing, for instance, not in our mikvahs today, which have tiles on the bottom, but instead he's standing, let's say, in a river, and the riverbed has on the bottom some soil, some sand, so what we should do is try to kick up some of the sand and some of that, so that the water should not be crystal clear. It should be a little bit, quote-unquote, cloudy or muddy, and that will be ka'aris michta. Aris michta means now like thick earth. We don't really mean like thick earth, but we mean it's going to be similar to it. As a result, by having it cloudy, then the lave doesn't see the erva after all, because it is cloudy and it is now covered. But again, if the person has time to get out of the mikveh and then krishma bismane, that will be the best. But if he doesn't have time, stay inside the mikveh and cloudy it, and therefore you can go inside.
And on the side, here's mashma, in yarmulke, you can link krishma, covering your head. It's mashma.
The Gemara doesn't address that at all, but hopefully he has his chaver next to him, and he says, Yanko, can you hand me over my yarmulke? We're only discussing one discrete thing. We also didn't say that he should go and put his hand over his eyes when he's saying Shema Yisrael. That he should by echod, he should be marach when the ches and the dalit. Tanurban, mayim tzululim yeshu behen ad tzavore v'koyre. If a person is standing in mayim tzululim, like we just said now, the crystal clear water, he should sit in them ad tzavore until his neck, v'koyre, so that you don't have the eye in the eyes, the head, being able to yiroyas erva, and then he can go and lay in krishma. No, like we just said now, try to stir up some of the sand down below to make the thing cloudy. Even though he had the water until his neck, and therefore the head is outside of the water, that's wonderful, so the enayim have a shtikel machitza of the water between the eyes and between the erva down below, but the liboy is down in the water together with the erva. He holds that there's no problem of the leibroy's erva, the only problem is whether the eyes can see. We don't mean that the eyes actually see. We say that when eyes can see or can't see, and as long as the eyes are outside of the water, it's fine, he's not worried about the leif. Akeva means it's the heel of his foot, meaning the Gemara is now saying perhaps this is not just a din in heart, maybe all the other parts of the body also shouldn't see the erva. Just like the lave, the akeva, other parts of the body is not a problem, just as long as the eyes cannot or do not see. Rav Zvid Masel al Hashmaitzer, he learned it a little bit differently. Rav Chinna Bereid,
I think something like Itmar.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. Thank you. Is Nochamu. Akev Royas Erva is Mutter. Itmar, third line. Akev Royas Erva is Mutter. Nogeya Abaya Omer Oser, Verova Omer Mutter. So we're now distinguishing between Royas Erva and between Nogeya Erva. And again, we're not talking about the hands of touching the Erva, we're talking about the Akev. Akev means the heel or the sole of the person's foot. Okay, so that sole of the foot on the bottom. If it's Royas Erva, in other words, it's together in the same space, Shkoyach, where it would perhaps be able to see the Erva. Of course, we're not talking literally to go and see, because feet don't normally see. That would really be a feat if the foot was able to see. But we just mean to say is that it's in the same airspace that theoretically, yeah. And then it's Mutter, that's okay, according to everybody. The Re'i is not an issue. Look here, what happens if the Akevo is touching the Erva? In other words, a person is sitting like Ichwais, Indian cross-legged or whatever that's called. So the Akevo is touching the Erva. That's really Machlek is about Amar Oser V'Rova Amar Mutter. Why would there be a problem if the Akevo is touching the Erva? So Toises over here, the second Toises, we're going to learn the whole Toises from beginning to end. The second Toises, the Ilkhason, the Akevo Oser. The time of the Gozrinon, the Akevo, Shema Yiga Be Yodav. If you're going to allow the heel of the foot to touch the Mokim Erva, the person will say, well, I see nobody really cares, blah, blah, blah. And then his hand's going to touch the Mokim Erva, and that would certainly be prohibited, because that could bring to provocative thoughts and won't allow him to go and have proper kavanah. So that's why Abaye says, Negea is Aser, and of course, according to Abaye, this is Negea Lemasa. that you're not allowed to. It's awesome. For Rav Amar Rav Moti Rav says not a problem. Rav Zvid Masil Lo Hashmaitzah Hachi. Rav Zvid learned this machloikis that we just discussed the way we just learned it, meaning Roy according to everybody is mutter, Negea is a machloikis. Rav Chinda Breid Rav Eka Masil Hachi. He learned the other way around. How? Negea Dvika Loset. The Negea case, it's Osir Sai according to Abai and Sai according to Rav. The Roya case, that's where the machloikis is Abai Amar Osir Rav Amar Mutter. Why do we say, according to Rava, that it's mutter to be roya? The Torah Malachi Ashores, Torah was not given to Malachim. And Rashi says a very interesting part. You have this as a common expression in the Torah Malachi Ashores. In other words, you cannot hold us to the standard of Malachim. We're after all only Bnei Adam. That's what you typically see in Gemara. Here Rashi, however, says differently. The Torah Malachi Ashores, Sheimam Erva. They don't have an erva. This is not a problem. That's not on their agenda. They don't have to worry about it because they don't have an erva. So touching the erva, they see the erva. This all doesn't make any sense. Al korchenu yesh lo erva. We have no choice. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu created us. It's impossible for us to be so careful that the akevoy shouldn't be royas erva. That you shouldn't see the erva by going and putting something around your waist. Putting in a gartel, putting in adhesive, putting a waistband, something. That I understand. But that came out. You're just humans. Vilchus Allah is negeas. Also, taka, don't touch it. Royan mutter, even if a keva is royas erba, that's not a problem. Omrab. Soya b'ashoshes. Ashoshes literally means a lantern. In fact, Rashi uses a French term, lantern. What's the purpose of talking about lanterns? Because lanterns in the good old days, like lanterns today, you have the fire inside the lantern, and it has glass all around the lantern, around the fire, the flame. So here the question is, if you have soya in such a glass container, what's the halacha? You're able to see the tzoya, but there in fact is a mechitza of the glass in front of it. So, what's the din? Tzoya b'ashoshes mutar kliyakul krishma kinegra. You'd be able to go and lay krishma. Erva b'ashoshes, what happens if one can see through a glass, and on the other side you see erva of a person, then also the krishma kinegra, you're not allowed to. Now what's the difference? You have a mechitza in both cases. Says Yimar, tzoya b'ashoshes mutar kliyakul krishma kinegra, the tzoya b'kisi talia mutar. As long as it's covered up, like we said on the Omer Aleph, the chisisa es seyasecha, if it's covered over, then it's okay, it's not a problem. This what, by the way, this would also apply to the tzoya that we spoke about in the Yom Aleph. If the person cannot turn around, and we said he have to stay away full vision, if you can go and cover it, and you don't see it, and you don't smell it, then that's fine too. Go and take, you know, a bunch of old newspapers, which are full of fake news anyway, so just put it on top of the tzoya, and as long as you don't see it, and you don't smell it, then you're okay.
If the thing that's carried with it, then it smells it.
That's, you're talking about something which is miyukat to carry. Graf Shoreh. We're going to talk about that shortly, about something which is miyukat. If you go back about 20 lines down, you see Tanur Ban, Graf Shorei, Avich Miraglayim, that's awesome. And here we're just talking about it's on the ground, and you cover up, a cover up works. Anyway, so says the Gemara, by Tzoya Kisu Tali Milza, V'ha Mechasya. So even though it's transparent, it's Ashoshis, it's glass, or Abel Amais, it's covered. Be'erva Ashoshis, also Likra Krishma Kenegda, could say the part of the year, V'ha Erva is Dovar, Om Rahman, V'ha Mechasya, V'ha Yir, you're not supposed to see Erva, and you see the Erva. So the fact that you have 12 layers of glass in between are not going to help you if you can still see what's going on.
And similarly, be it a mirror for the same reason?
Yeah, presumably. Yeah.
Or an image? Or image? Any type of an image?
Presumably all of that would be included.
Okay.
Glass and pizza.
Exactly. Yeah.
Don't go there.
Yeah. That's his point. If it's a glass machitza, you shouldn't go there. Om Rabbi. If you have only a little bit of tzoya, way to go and take care of it is mevatel b'roik, go and spit on it and cover it with a roik, and omerova uberoik off. It's got to be thick roik, just thin saliva. That's goodish. If you have thick roik, then that's also mevatel, like a kisui. Omerova tzoya beguma. What happens if you find tzoya? It's not on the ground, but it's in a hole in the ground. We can go is step on top of the hole, make sure that the tzoya doesn't get on top of your sandal, but as long as it's submerged and the sandal is on top, so you don't see it, you don't smell it,
it's sealed.
What happens if it's tzoya in the bottom of your shoe? It never happened to anybody, right? You can't imagine such a case, right? You stepped in it. Yeah. How many times has it happened to all of us? I can't speak for you. I can just speak for me. It's happened. Anyway, Mike, what's it? Didn't take you got a problem on your hand, so therefore go and clean it off. You got a problem on the shoe. Exactly. I got you. So you got to shoe it away somehow and put on new shoes or put it away. Don't let Krishna dabble with it. So you are. Okay. Over you though. Akum Orim. What happens if you see a goy who is not dressed? Also, the Krishma Kenegdo, if you see his ervo, you got a problem. In fact, why are you only talking about a goy? I feel so now, he seems to should apply to a Jew. So, of course, he's a pshita lady also. That's no question. Akum is strikhalay. Mao, the same way, it says about the Akum, Ashipsar, Chamboyrim Sorum, that the Torah refers to their flesh as being like the flesh of donkeys. Just like you're allowed to go and daven if a donkey passes by, you don't say, hey, donkey, go get dressed. I can't daven now. Donkey's a donkey. So, therefore, Kamash Malon, Ninunami Ikri Erva, that even though in a certain sense the psar akum is considered like chamoyim, however the gabi erva it's still an erva. The erva of vm loy ro, they didn't see the erva of their father. What is that talking about?
By Noach,
and the children that have to drink.
Shem and Yafes after Cham did the maisa.
Exactly.
So the donkey's brain.
His brain or praying?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Shkoyach. And the Gemara continues on. Yes, right. Nochamu. So it said in our Mishnah, what happens if the person is toivling or he happens to be inside dirty water, maimaroim, which have a terrible odor, a stench. Mishra is water in which you soaked either canvas or linen or pishtun or flax. For those of you that have never tried it out, it has a terrible, terrible odor. In fact, the Gemara says about people like that that are osek or meimishra or in tanneries, that they themselves become so smelly, so odorous.
They go themselves to Olal Rego.
When it comes to Olal Rego, they have to go in a separate caravan. You don't walk together with them. You couldn't. Yeah.
We also said earlier about going into mikveh, as long as it's not... that never had flax in it, right? Didn't you say something like that?
So I think you're referring to is that same Mishnah that we're talking about right now.
That's what I'm saying. We refer to it.
Exactly.
Because it has,
right. So it said in the Mishnah, don't be miskasa with that and say Krishma, not because I'm worried about the Liboy Roya Se'erva or the Anayim Roya Se'erva. It's a very effective machitza because it's thick, cloudy water, but the problem is it has a terrible stench, and that would prohibit you from saying Krishma or davening there. Aha, what should you do? So the Mishnah says, put on water. We're not just talking about a small amount of liquid. We're talking about the person who's trying to immerse himself in a full pool, a full mikvah, full of mayim roim and mayim mishra, to get away that terrible smell. You probably have to have at least the same amount of water, if not much more,
right,
to overwhelm
it.
So, achiyatul teicha mayim, that doesn't. Eloch kama, we have to add a few words. And if you remember, when we learned the Mishnah, we said, Rashi already told us, we have to add some missing words. And that is, klal. If a person wants to link Krishma bismana and he says, I can't get out in time, schnell, I gotta link Krishma, don't link Krishma. If you maimarom may mishra, no good. What happens if there's Meira Galayim next to you when you are laying Krishna? Not you're immersing yourself in your Meira Galayim. A person wants to say Krishna and there's Meira Galayim right next to him and he can't get rid of it. And she has to let her mind, so go and take a pitcher of water and pour it over it and be Mavato that Meira Galayim, Vyikra, and then he can go and be Korei Krishna. Now the question is, how much water does he have to pour into the Meira Galayim? Obviously, he doesn't have to have any major amounts of water because Meira Galayim doesn't really have a major odor problem like you have with Soya. It's just a problem that you have Meira Galayim there. And remember, we said in the Amud Aleph, Meira Galayim min HaToyah is only Osir Bishas. The stream is actually coming down, the Umud with the stream of urination. When it's on the ground, min HaToyah is no problem anymore. It's only Meira Galayim. And Rabban said, you know what? Go symbolically, put some water in it, and that's already enough to be mevatelit. No issue. Rav Zakeh Omer, Revius, you got to put in a Revius of water that's always the minimum shear when you're talking about liquids, but a Revius, that's going to be mevatelit. Omer Nachman, Machloikis, Lebesoif, Abitchila, Kolshein. Now, what's my Lebesoif, and what's my Betchila? So Rashi tells us it depends what came first, the chicken or the egg, and here the question is, what came first, the water or the Meiraglai? So if you look at Rashi in the middle of the Amud, Umei Raglaim, it's almost halfway down, Umei Raglaim, Mu'atim, Vehem Kli, you have a small amount inside a kli, v'balikras krishma. Etfon, he wants to go and lay in krishma. Live aside. Shemiraglaim bikli, v'zenois l'toicha mayim. V'hikar amir b'zakai, there you need a revius. In other words, you started off with meiraglaim inside a kli. You want to be mevatlet. Oh, a drop of water is not going to do it. You got to be revius. Abitchila, shekon mu'amai l'meiraglaim. What happens if this kli already had some water before, and now Meiraglaim got into that water, Tivakol Koshu, even Reb Zakkai would agree that a Koshu is enough. Shematal Meiraglaim, the Kli, Libsoif, when you're putting the Meiraglaim at the end into pre-existing water, Rishon, Shenoif Lutechamayim is bottle. We have a, such a rule, Kama bottle, as every drop of Meiraglaim goes into the water, that drop becomes bottle to the pre-existing water. So even though ultimately the collection of all of the Meiraglaim together will be much greater than the original drop of water, but since each drip and drop of the Meiraglaim that came in became bottle when it hit the water, so everybody agree you don't need in that case a revius. At least that's the lushan so far. Is Dr. Menachem will get back to you more. Turn a bun, come yatl, take a mind, kosher, zakis, and revius. I'm Rav Nachman, machloikis, the besoit. That's stavke if the meraglayim came in first and you're putting in water in second. Oh, you're putting in water second, then the question is it kosher enough? Rav Zakkai says, no. You got to put in a shir chosh of a revius. However, if the water was there first, everybody would agree a kosher, as long as it was a drop of water, and then the person urinated into it, it becomes kama bottle, and a kosher is enough. Rav Yosef Amar, faket, machloik is lechatchila, alubsoyu dibi akoyel revius. Machloik is lechatchila. Lechatchila means that originally you had the water there. The question is, do you have to have a water of a kosher or a revius? Alubsoyu dibi akoyel revius. However, if you're talking about that the meiraglaim came in first, and now you're adding water to it second, everybody agrees a little water is not going to do the trick. You have to put in a sheer revius. Rav Yosef Lashamei, Ais Levius Maya, Kirib Zakai. Rav Yosef had such a situation where there was meiraglaim in a kli somewhere and he couldn't remove the kli. So he said, you know what? Add a revius of water, like Rav Zakai, to be on the safe side. Do a cover up with the water. Tanarabana, Kurav Shorei, that's the chamber pot that we spoke about. Vavit Shemeiraglaim, that's such a mobile urinal that people use for urination. Also, Likres Kirishri Legdam, Vavish Ein Ben Klum. Even if they're rinsed out perfectly, they've been cleaned as a whistle and they smell good and they're great. Nevertheless, since you're dedicated for those purposes, it's something that you're not allowed to be. Koyre Krishma Kedek. Meiraglaim Atzman, if you're talking about real urine itself, you have to put in water. How much? Either kosher or zaki. I'm going to be as like we just said a moment ago. Okay. Now, a person in the morning got up. Remember, they didn't have bathrooms like they have today within 2 feet of your bed. So, what did some people have to do? If they're able to hold themselves in until they go into the woods, is wonderful, but not everybody can do that, especially in the morning when you just get up. So, if he put it into a kli, in other words, he urinated into a basin of some sort, and now the basin is in his room, and he wants to be able to go and say kriyishma. So the question is, where is this basin located? Bein lefnei mita, bein la'achar mita. It could be that he and the basin are together in front of the mita, or it could be that the basin is in one side of the mita, and I'm on the other side of the mita. Like Rashi says, look at Rashi about two-thirds down. Bein lefnei mita, she'ein mita mafsekes beinoy lebeinom. Both the person and the basin of Meiraglaim are together in one area. That there is a mita in between. So there's a shtikl machitza. Oser, according to the Tanakhama, it makes no difference if it's in the same room, both in front of the mita, or he happens to be in back, and the basin is in front. It doesn't make a difference. It's also to be laying krishma. It depends. If you have a mita in between you and the basin in Meiraglaim, you can be kired. If they're mita, if they're both together, ain't a kired. What do you do, in fact, if you have the Meiraglaim there? Just move away four on this, and then you can go and be kired krishma. Even if the house happens to be 100 amas, a large room, a large house, you got to remove the Meiraglaim from your presence. What you can do is another thing is you put it underneath the bed, because the bed itself will act as if it is a mechitza in between the basin and you. We're going to talk about shortly how tall the bed was if you want that to act as a mechitza.
Why can't you just walk four amas? Just walk 4 amas, just like we said when you're
Reb Shimon. I understand. Reb Shimon
lives outside in the public space. This is inside a room. So it's contained in a common space.
We're going to see shortly. Reb Shimon Lozer says that anything inside a house is considered to be like his dalet amas, even though literally it's 100 amas long. But since it's all his airspace, it's all his house. It has a din as if it's all one place of dalet amas. We're going to talk about that in another couple of minutes. Don't be nervous. We'll mention. We'll see.
Does this kli have a kisui or not?
It doesn't say. If you have a double kisui, you're always okay.
Okay.
So apparently, even if it has its own kisui, in other words, this padi chair has its own its own lid, that would not be sufficient, and that wouldn't even be considered one mechse, because it becomes bottle to the meiraglayim inside.
Okay.
Because it's part of that kli. We're always going to talk about that on the bottom, if it's kelyon, not kelyon. We spoke about that briefly yesterday. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so this was Reb Shimon Gamaliel, that says Achra Mita and Lefnei Mita, it depends. What Reb Shimon Lozer says, Afila Bayis Mei Amalei Kredji Yitim Ayshenichim Tasa Mita. Iboidu. So now, when Reb Shimon Gamliel said Achra Mita Koyre, Lefnei Mita Eina Koyre, Ava Marchiku Arba Amas Koyre, what is that Marchik Arba Amas referring to? Is that referring to the Li Achra Mita, that if there is a bed in between the Meir Aglaim and him, then you have the mita and Baruch Hashem add another 4 amas and then be koire? Or is he saying lefnei a mita ain't a koire when it's there present and there is no mita in between, but you still have the 4 amas eitzah, move 4 amas away? So what is the marchik arba amas modifying? Is it the achra mita koire, or is it lefnei a mita ain't a koire? Zakti mori boil hechikom achra mita koire miyad, as long as the bed is between you and the meir aglaim, you can go and lay. Immediately doesn't mean in time. It means that you don't have to be marchik at all. You can stand where you are, sit where you are, and be say krishma. Lefnei amita, however, if it happens to be close to you, both of you are in front of the amita, marchik arba amas v'koyde, then your eitz is you have to be marchik arba amas. Oy dilma hachikomer, even liachar amita marchik dalet amas v'koyde. Even though the amita is in between you and the urine, nevertheless, you still got to be marchik dalet amas. And lefnei amita ain't a koyde klal. You could stand on your head. There's nothing you can do with lefnei amita. If they happen to be in the same ear space, the same area together with you, then marchik dalet amas just doesn't work. Toshima.
That's what you said.
Amos. Remember, these are two mandiyot. These are Shimon Gamliel and Shimon Ben Elazar. Reb Shimon Gamliel says Achra Mita Koyde, Lefnei Mita Ein Koyde. Reb Shimon Elazar says Afil Bayis Meya Amo Lo Yikra Chiyotzim Ashiyichim. So the two different views over here. It's Toshima. So now we want to know, in Reb Shimon Gamliel that said that there's a difference between Lefnei Mita and Achra Mita, but you give me Marchik Arba Amis, is that Marchik Arba Amis on the Achra Mita case, or is on the Lefnei Amita case? So Kimar, this time you have a price of Shimon Elazar. Shimon Elazar, I mean, Achra Mita Koyde Miyad. And then he can be koyre. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afilu Bayis Meya Amo LeYikra Chiyotzim Oichinichem Tachas Amita.
So we have switched the mandarim.
Exactly. Frank Dimar, by Nefshitalan, the shayla that we asked has now been resolved. Meaning, we asked what's pshat in this dalet amis, lefnei mita achra mita, so it says very clearly in this price. Achra mita koyre miyad, you don't need to be marchik at all, because the bed is a nice mechitza chatzitza between you and the urine. But lefnei amita, if you're together in the same area, then marchik dalet amis. So that we've answered. But Frank Dimar, masnaisa kashan adadi. Now we have a seer between the two prices, that Reb Shimon Elazar in this price is just the opposite of the other Reb Shimon Elazar, Reb Shimon Gamliel. In other words, we reversed the views. Where in the first brayis is Reb Shimon Gamliel is one that says la'achar mita lefnei amita, and Reb Shimon Elazar says afilu bayis meya ama, and now in the second brayis we say that Reb Shimon Elazar says achar mita lefnei amita, and Reb Shimon Gamliel says afilu bayis meya ama. The Tumara eipach basrayis. So what we have to do is reverse the two shitois in the second brayis. Instead of Reb Shimon Elazar being the achar mita koyre miyat miyad miyad etc., that should be Reb Shimon Gamliel. And instead of Reb Shimon Gamliel, I'm afilu bayis meya ama, that should be Reb Shimon Elazar. Why don't you go and switch around the first person? This is what Brother Shai was addressing, and he left, and all the others that were perturbed about the fact that it says 100 amas should be like 4 amas. So tomorrow, who's the one that holds that way? Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Where did we have the Shimon Elazar that holds that Kule Bayis Ka'arba Amas Dami? So now this is a very rare Rashi in Chas. Man Shamislay, says Rashi, Liyadati Heichani. I don't know. I looked through Chas and I couldn't find this Reb Shimon ben Elazar. How many times does Rashi say Liyadati Heichani? I don't know. I have no idea. So in case you don't know how many times Rashi says it, Hagoyin Rebekiva Eger Nu, without the benefit of Google and without the benefit of any of these Oitzer Chochma, see the asterisk, takes a Gilyan Ashas here on the left hand side. Rashi, the Maslul, Yodat V'chein Barashi, the same Rashi you find in Shabbos, and you find also in Daf Lamin and Daf Yud, and Daf Mem Tes, and then Daf Zim, and Kof Zayin, and Kof Lamin Ches, and in Erev in Daf Mem, and then in Psochem Daf Lamin Dalet, and then in Rajbam in Mesech Tzis, and then in Yuma, and then Vayter in Sukkah, and then in etc., etc. It's about 58 or 60 places throughout Shas, Rashi says, Yodati. So Rashi didn't know where it was. But Rabbi Akiva Eger knew where those Rashis were. That he knew exactly each one of these Rashis where they were, that Rashi said, Liadati. Ah, can you imagine the goyness of Rabbi Akiva Eger to write down every one of these places? Check him out, you'll see. Okay.
So what's the answer? We don't know.
So we know is that Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds somewhere that the halacha is that a bias is considered to be arba amas tami, an entire house, even though the house happens to be wide and huge. It's his domain. It's four amas. So no matter where the padi is, it can be in the other end of the room, 100 amas away.
Therefore, he needs
mechitza. He needs a mechitza. He needs a chatzitza. Take it out. Do a double covering. But do something. Even though I don't see it, I don't smell it. It's the other end. It's still in your talar amas. No good. Amar Yosef. So we said before in that braisa that there's another eight, so you can go and put the basin underneath the bed, and that's also considered to be good. So now the question is, if the height of the bed, in other words, the airspace between the floor and the bottom of the mattress, if that's pachas mishloisha, is less than three, pshitali, that certainly acts as a good mechitza, the kalava dummy. Then I can look at the edge of the bed as if it goes flush all the way down to the ground, and that's less than three tvachim, like lovud, like you have by sukkah, exactly, shkoyach, and therefore it's a good chatzitza, no problem. Gemali. Now the question comes if it's already shloisha, not pachas shloisha, it's three, or abba, four, chamisha, five, shisha, shiva, shmoyna, tisha, up to nine, mahu, what would be the din? In other words, it's removed from the ground so many tvachim, would that also be effective to go and be a cover up for the basin of Meirach line so that the person should be able to go and lay in Krishma? I don't know, I'm not sure. Question. Asara, however, if the bed is a very high bed, a tall bed, like Oig Melech HaBoshan's bed, that it's removed from the ground 10 tvachim, presumably you have to go up on its stairs, on its
a bunk bed.
Oh, very good. To get to the top of the bed. Vada Elohim Iboili, that's certainly no shayla, that's like a reshus b'fnei atzmai, it would not be an effective cover up.
Similar to like a sukkah, when you have the roof is too high, it's not considered to be a wall.
You are cooking with gas today. Exactly, 100% right. It's only a bite. Shaper Abdus Elohim Iboilach, it's good that you didn't ask. He said, Lagabe, I didn't even bother asking about that. Abaye said you were right. If it's once it's 10 tefachim from the ground, it's like Rishus Ram, Rishus Yochan, totally separate Rishus. There's no question about it that this would not be a good cover up for the Meir Aglayim, and the person would not be able to rely on that to go and say Krishma.
But if it's 10 tefachim high, and let's say the sides are covered, then it creates like a little ohel inside.
What do you mean that the sides are covered?
If you have blankets, you have blankets.
We're talking about nothing is on the side. We're talking about
this. It's open.
Totally open.
We're just talking about the height.
The height.
Right, exactly. Amar Rava, Hilchas, what's halacha? So Rava basically repeats what we just said now. Hilchas, if it's less than three, avada, that's a good cover up, even though there are no blankets or sheets on the side. Just the fact that it's three tefachim, less than three tefachim from the ground, it's like a chatzitza, invisible wall. Fine. Asura, if it's 10 tvachim Rishus Achriti and it's not effective, what's the Mishloish about Asar? The boy made of Yasmin. That was the shayla that was asked, and he was not poishet to shayla. Amar Rav Alocha Kir Reb Shimon Min Elazar. What's the Alocha Reb Shimon, like the first Reb Shimon Elazar, that even though it's Meya Amma, it's considered to be Dalar Amas. V'chein Amar Bali Amar Reb Yankiv Barode Bas Shmuel Alocha Reb Shimon Min Elazar. For Rav Amar Ein Alocha Reb Shimon Min Elazar. So there's a Machlokes LaAlocha. How do you pass them? Do you pass like Reb Shimon Min Elazar or not? It's interesting. Amar brings this Reb Yankiv Barode Bas Shmuel. You notice there's a test over there. That test says, look back at the Rashi that we had a few days ago, right, that was talking about Reb Meri Barode Bas Shmuel. She said that sometimes you see it says Rameri Bar Isser or Rameri Bar Rochel. what's it brought by Shmuel? Because of the fact that the daughter of Shmuel was never taken into Gefangenish, taken into captivity, and unfortunately somebody lived with her, a person by the name of Isser, an appropriate name for a person that's committing an Isser, and that person was a Goy, and married, and then subsequently was Megai, and subsequently married, so therefore he was conceived Shlei Pekdusha. That's why the first brother by Shmuel, but that always talks about Nishas, about a Mary. But Rabbi Yankov, it normally doesn't have. So you have to say, L'chor, that they're twins, or perhaps that unfortunately they were Bantzei de Shmuel. Two daughters of Shmuel were never the same thing happened. One gave birth to Rabbi Mary, and the other one gave birth to Rabbi Yankov. Anyway, what they say, L'chor, Shimon Lazan, Rabbi disagrees. Might another few lines. Rab Achoy Iasik Le Lebrei, Bei Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. So Rab Achoy, he had his son marry the daughter of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel by Marta. Notice that we refer to Marta. Marta is a famous name that we have in Zechzikin. Marta by spices.
She wanted her son to be a Kohen Gadol.
Yeah,
she wanted to pay for it.
He's a Marta that paid for it for the Kohen Gadol. That's correct. I don't know if it was her son or her stepson, but you're right. It was such a Marta, and that Marta was very, very wealthy. And the Gemara talks about him sex kitten. And after she walked into Zoya, and then she got some ice. Anyway, but the point is that you see that the word Marta can be both a man's name and a lady's name. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zuzain Gesund, was asked a question about if a person wants to give a girl's name to a boy or a boy's name to a girl, and he says we find 52 places in Shas and in Medrash and in Yerushalmi and in Poskim where you had interchangeable names, like for instance in Zayigina Taira Reb Simcha, which is a very, very choshev Talmud Chacham, and then you find a name a Simcha on ladies as well that people call Simcha. So you see that there are some names which are unigender, if you will,
interchangeable.
Anyway, so Marta is apparently also one of those types of names. You also find the name Chaviva, which is a name that people are giving to girls, and you find in the Gemara Rav Chaviva Omar. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a whole list of 52-53 names that he scrolled down from Gemaras, from Midrashim, from Yerushalmi. He should be Marachim Vishanim. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara, so now this is a somewhat very interesting Gemara. The Gemara is telling us that Reb Choy's son married the daughter of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. They went to the chuppah and they went now into their bedroom. And unfortunately, Reb Choy was not able to consummate the bia. And apparently he came out and he told his father, I don't know what's going on. It's a geitnish. So Reb Choy said, something here is strange. Ozel Basrei, the Iyuni, went into the bedroom. Chos a Sefer Torah, the man chitzur, there was a Sefer Torah inside that room. And he says, oh, Baruch Hashem, you weren't able to finish off. In other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu protected you. Amalhu, Ichu Hashta, lo Yasoi, if it wasn't for the fact that I came in to go and check, and that we found the Sefer Torah, and we're going to remove the Sefer Torah, Sakantan Labri, Chas Hasholem, you would have caused, and he's telling them Chutin probably, you would have caused a Sakana to our son by leaving a Sefer Torah inside the room. The Sanya, by Sheish, by Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to mishamish mita there. Actually, either remove it or have a double covering over it. That's why we said yesterday the tefillin under the bed has to have a double covering. And continues on Abaye, it has to be dafka if it happens to be a kli b'toch kli, which are not the standard kli for the Sefer Torah or the tefillin. Of a kli shu kelyon, for instance, if you have the tefillin and the tefillin zekel, that is not considered to be a separate machitza because that becomes bottled to the tefillin. Even if you have 10 such tefillin bites, one inside the other, as long as they're miyuchet, for these tefillin, it's only like one, and therefore you wouldn't have the benefit of a double covering. Amar Rav, so Rav says similarly, Galima akamatra kikli b'toich kli dami. What means akamatra? Kamatra means a box full of svarim. If you have a box full of svarim, that's also a problem. What you can do is you can go and put a glima atav, put an article of clothing. By having the box and an article of clothing atav, that would be kli b'toich kli, and then it would be mutter. Have a wonderful day. Zagin and Dermis.